You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today, the Holy Church celebrates the memory of one of Christ's glorious saints, the great martyr Dimitri. The word martyr in the Slavonic is translated mučenik, which means sufferer. But the Greek word martyr means witness. And during the great persecutions, the saints of that period are known as the great martyrs. It doesn't mean that they suffered more. It means they witnessed more. The persecutions were great and their witness was great. In what sense were they witnesses? They were willing to witness their faith unto the end, unto death. And that is what is important. Not all martyrs died before death. Saint Sophia, mother of Vera Nadezhda and Lyubov, died on their grave. She wept for them, and she would spend time on their graves and died at the grave of her three children. Saint Alexandra, the wife of Diocletian, when she witnessed the sufferings of St. George, she told her husband, "I am a Christian." And the entire court was flabbergasted. Here, their empress witnessed that she is a Christian. And Diocletian did not order any sufferings for her, but just ordered that she be beheaded. And as she was being led to the gallows, she told the soldiers, "I am tired." And they did not dare stop her. In the morning, she was their empress, and now they are leading her to execution. She said, "I am tired." And she sat down, and they didn't touch her. And she gave her soul to her God. So a martyr, Idimuchinik, is a witness. Someone who is willing to witness his faith unto death. And this is what the church calls us. It doesn't mean when the church says that we have to witness our faith, that we should stand on intersections and yell out and preach. No, we have to witness our faith by our life, to lead a Christian life. But I would like to draw your attention to one more detail in the life of Saint Demetrius. I mentioned yesterday that he was the governor of the glorious city of Thessaloniki, or in Slavonic, Solun. Hence he is known in Slavonic as Dimitri Solunski. And he witnessed his faith unto death when the emperor visited the city and learned that his governor was a Christian. But Saint Demetrius was a very good governor. He took care of his city, and the people of Thessaloniki to this day honor Saint Demetrius as I've never seen anywhere else. I lived for a year in Thessaloniki, and I was there for the feast day. Four days before for the holiday. The relics of St. Dimitri are carried in a procession around the old city. The procession of Pièce de Corps stretched 20 blocks. People were standing on the balconies. Everyone knew the trapar. People standing with the small incense burners, with flowers, with rose water. And at the procession, people on the sidewalk, as this procession was coming by, they were throwing flowers, sprinkling the rose water, and chanting with the audience. The church was open for 4 days, day and night, 24 hours. And for 4 days, there were lines to venerate the relic. And when I saw that, I thought, well, maybe at night there'll be less people. And I purposely got up and I went at 2 o'clock in the morning to the basilica. There were lines. But saints were human, just as we are. They understand us and they appreciate veneration. And they, if we venerate them, they carry our prayers to the throne of God. And such veneration of St. Demetrius in Thessaloniki has not gone without its merit. Every time the Ottomans would siege the city, it was liberated on St. Demetrius Day. And this tells us how important it is to venerate the saints, especially after whom we are named, to celebrate what is known as Name Day, Date Angela, Imenini. Unfortunately, many people, when you ask them in my travels, ask, after which saint are you named? People don't know. And if they don't know after which saint they're named, that means they don't also celebrate that day. Yet a name day is much more important than a birthday. Oh, how people celebrate their birthdays, and yet they don't know who their patron saint is. If you venerate your patron saint, if you call him to prayer in your evening and morning prayers, he will protect you, just as your guardian angel. Saints are not omnipresent. That belongs to God. But they, in a split of a second, appear there where they are called, where they are prayed to. And the testimony to that is St. Demetrius, who more than once, because of the veneration the people, the citizens of Thessaloniki have for him, more than once saved the city from destruction on his day.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.